Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Oh, here, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Hey there, it is the Kelly Mano Podcast, episode 45. We have kicked all of the boys out of the studio. It's just the girls. So I've been wanting to do a girls show for a long time now, and here it is.
Yay.
I'm so excited, which means I am in control of all these buttons in front of me. So after each segment, you guys have to just look at me and say, Kelly, hit stop.
Okay?
And then before each of the next segments, you have to go, Kelly, hit record. All right.
Sounds good.
Because if we do a whole show and don't record it,
that'd be terrible.
I will never hear the end of it from my husband, Gary and Hoss. And you guys will be my accomplices.
No, don't take me with you.
No. She's like, if I'm going down, you girls are coming with me.
All right. So we're going to do a girls show today. We have so much fun stuff planned. We are going to be talking about our first kisses, our first real kisses, that is. I did a questionnaire, in the Facebook group that the show has, and we had so many funny stories in there.
I know, that was so fun to read all of those.
I mean, how many of those people commented about Cool Ranch Doritos like that?
It makes you never want to look at that bag again.
Yeah, so. And we're also going to talk about 10 embarrassing things that all women do, but we're too scared to admit. So we're going to kind of uncover ourselves there. And then we're going to answer questions that guys have always wanted to know about girls, but we're too afraid to ask. And so we've got a mix of ladies here today. We've got my BFF, Donna Harris.
Hi there.
And Angela LaRocca.
Hi.
I always feel like you should be shaking maracas when I say your name.
I should. You know what? I should have those on hand at all times.
At all times.
Literally.
Yeah, so Donna and I are both married, and we've got a gaggle of kids. And Angela is single. With no children that you know of, correct?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Knock on wood.
So some of these questions, we're going to have to switch our hats on. You know, Don and I are going to have to try to think like, not like a single lady, but answer a question not about necessarily our husbands, but try to remember all those years ago. And you might have to answer some questions, Angela, as a married woman.
We will catch each other.
Because we are here.
Each other's back.
We are here to help the men of America who have all of these questions for us.
This is very educational.
And yes. Who also want to know all of the disgusting things that we do that they don't know about.
You're welcome, gentlemen. You're welcome.
Let's start by talking about everybody's favorite girl's girl, which is Jennifer Aniston. Because over the weekend, People Magazine rated her. This, I don't even think this was their most beautiful issue, was it?
No, I think it was. Yeah, probably.
I thought they just made up a title for her.
That is also very likely. I thought it was the issue.
Isn't that pretty much what they do? Well, regardless, let me see. I've got it up here at the top. Jennifer Aniston was voted most beautiful woman in the world 2016. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I feel like it's like, how many times has she had that title?
A million. I really don't know. I mean, she's 47, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's well-deserved in the sense that she's definitely rocking the body, the face.
Oh, she's amazing.
She is amazing. Nobody's going to argue that, but hasn't it been done before? I mean, literally
a lot of times.
And figuratively in that she fits that same mold over and over and over again?
I think you're right. I think she is deserving. She's beautiful. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we should share the love and let some other people. It's like, how many times
right.
is that not going to be exciting anymore?
Do you think she like really still gets excited?
Probably not. No.
Like when the phone rings and it's like, hey, you're most beautiful, like for the ninth time.
Tell me something new.
That might be her
inner monologue. But she seems like she'd be really nice and be like, oh, thank you. So appreciative. But
she does seem like a girl's girl. But I read, there's a reason that she's the most beautiful woman. I mean, look at her body. But I read this article the other day about what she eats. It was like all about her diet. And it made me so sad.
You were depressed for her.
I almost cried reading it.
Kind of boring.
Because, so here's what Jennifer Aniston eats in a day. For breakfast, she has warm lemon water.
That's yum.
It? Yeah. Does she know that that's not food?
No, it's not. That lemon does not count as like your fruit for the day.
Could you imagine waking up in the morning and like that's what you have to look forward to is warm lemon water?
You can't crave that. I mean, come on. Okay.
For lunch, she has... Oh, it did say she sometimes has an avocado.
Whoa. Oh, getting wild.
Crazy.
Getting wild, Aniston.
Yes. For lunch, she has eggs and vegetables. again, that's a side item. It's not really food. For dinner, it's the exact same. Just all vegetables. Sometimes she'll add in a protein.
But wouldn't you die, Kelly? Because you're like anti-vegetable unless the doctor makes you eat them.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, and then for a snack, they said to share a snack. And she said, well, sometimes an apple.
Sometimes an apple.
Sometimes you go crazy with an apple. Well,
it's working. Yeah, you know?
In her defense, damn, she looks good.
Yeah.
But would it be like, sometimes I think in my head, like, okay, I'm in my 30s, you know, and I've never cared about being a little bit chubby. It's fine. Like, I can rock that. No big deal. But sometimes I think, like, I'm reaching the age that if I ever really wanted to have, like, a killer body, the clock is ticking. It's, like, not a decision you make in your 50s. And so every time I think about it, I just think, is it worth it? Like, is it worth it to live like that and eat things you don't want to eat to look like her for a little bit in your life?
Well, I feel like our girl Jennifer is probably a creature of habit.
That's true.
If she eats that every day, more power to her. But didn't you guys hear that on the set of Friends, every day for lunch, she would eat the exact same salad?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yes, she ate a Cobb salad every day for 9 years.
That is how I live my life. Like, I will eat the same thing for breakfast for like 11 months in a row, and then I'll change it. And so I'm a creature of habit, too. And she's also probably just, I mean, like, Angela, you are a tiny girl. Do you come lines of tiny people?
No. See, fun fact, not always a tiny girl.
Really?
Yes. God bless Weight Watchers. There was, so my whole body now.
Yeah.
Half of my body weight, add that on, that was me.
No way.
Honest to God, I'm not kidding you.
I want
to
see a picture.
That's amazing.
You should. I see pictures, I'm like, oh, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof. Like, I look crazy.
There are very few things that you can be, like, super proud of in life, but when you can lose that kind of weight and keep it off, that is amazing. You should be very proud of yourself. That's great.
Thank you. I do change it up a little, but I get that it has to be a lifestyle change. I don't want to get all preachy and everything.
Are you eating, like, lemon water?
I am not. I do not crave the lemon water.
Do you want me to make you a snack of, like, nuts and dirt from the backyard?
So earthy.
Bird seed.
So earthy.
Well, we are all still mourning the loss of the late, great Prince. And he gave us one of the most legendary songs of all time that you can hear there in the background, and it is The Kiss. And I read an article online that was talking about, like, first Kiss horror stories. And it made me think about my experiences, my friends' experiences, especially because I have a son who's going into middle school next year. And he is getting to that age where I know that this kind of stuff is going to be getting close.
Yep, that's true.
I don't expect it to happen real soon, but...
You're bracing yourself.
It's on the horizon.
I'm bracing myself. And so I had an almost first kiss story, and then I had a real first kiss story. So I was a bit of a late bloomer because I was such a tomboy. And when I got into junior high, I had my first boyfriend. His name was Jason. And I lived at the ice rink because I was a figure skater and I dated all the hockey players. And so it was a public session on a Friday night, and it was planned. Like, Jason wants to kiss you tonight. And I'm like, okay, what time? And they're like, well, the skate ends at 9 o'clock. So at 8:45, meet him out the back of the Granite City ice rink. And I'm like, you got it. So I go out there at 8:45 and I bring my friend Meredith with me because of course they got to witness it. And so we're standing there and I'm so nervous that I think I'm going to throw up everywhere. Okay. Cause I was a big tomboy. And so I was asking Meredith and Holly, I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, I'm about ready to throw up. They said, well, when you hear him come in, because I remember it was fall, you could hear like the leaves crunching. When he comes around, they said, get as close to the corner as you can. And when you hear him come in, just turn around and just be ready to just do it fast. And I'm like, okay, that's what I'll do. So I get on the corner of the ice rink there, Granite City Wilson Park, and I hear the leaves crunching. And I'm like, okay, here comes Jason. Here's my first kiss. And I turn around as fast as I can, and there's my mom. She had come to pick us up early. She had come to pick us up from like the public skating thing. And she pulls in the parking lot just in time to see me and Holly and Meredith sneaking around the back of the ice rink. And she's like, what are you girls doing? She thought we were like maybe trying to smoke a cigarette or like sneak off somewhere. And so she's like, well, then what were you doing back there? And so I had to explain to her, well, Mom, I was trying to kiss my boyfriend and you kind of ruined the whole thing. And
Oh, Mom, buzzkill.
So that was my foiled first real French kiss. So girls, do you I mean, everybody remembers their first kiss, right?
Oh, yeah.
Donna, you want to go first?
So I had a lot of fun looking at the Facebook group because that was just so much fun. All the people in there.
Because everybody remembers it.
Oh, yeah. And just like I think I also chimed in, it's not just that you remember it. You remember where you were, what you were doing, what was playing on in the background if there was music. And that's basically how my situation was because I was at the dollar show at Village Square, which is a rundown, you know, old.
Yeah.
I know, we miss it.
I remember that.
R.I.P. Village Square because it's not around anymore.
Yeah.
But we went to see Whitney Houston's movie The Bodyguard.
Oh, romantic. Oh.
And
setting the scene.
And you know it was a group date.
Yes.
With like
all the kids.
Like 10 other kids. Yeah. And this was like a setup, just kind of like yours, which I think is hilarious how it's like at 8:45 you're going to have a kiss back behind them.
That's exactly what you do.
Yeah. So it was totally a setup. Like the whole night was leading up to it. And then, what was the name of the song? I Have Nothing.
Yes.
So I Have Nothing was playing on the movie.
Was Kevin Costner carrying Whitney Houston like a baby?
And something like that. Of course, super emotional. And then Tommy O'Donnell leaned over, gave me a huge kiss, and then stuck his big old cobra tongue down my throat. And I was disgusted. Oh. I was so disgusted. It was so, and it was comforting to know that I'm not the only one looking at the Facebook comments how disgusted people were after their first kiss.
Yeah, because in a minute we're going to get to my real first one. But you're right, you remember everything. And the movie theater is kind of an awkward angle to kiss at anyway, because you're seated side by side, right?
Right, exactly.
So, yeah you had to kind
of choreography.
Yes,
to happen. You're like, and we're leaning, and we're, the armrest is in the way.
I'm going to start going to movie theaters on Friday nights just to kind of hang out and look for teenagers doing their first kiss.
Bust those 12-year-olds.
I just want to watch and see how awkward it is. Angela, what was your first kiss?
Oh my gosh. It was, again, late bloomer. Junior high. It was kind of lame, but it was the whole spin the bottle.
God, we're saying late bloomer and Rocky is going into sixth grade.
I mean, I was a regular bloomer. But no, gosh, it was not as awesome and as built up as yours, obviously. But I will share in a minute one about having to do with a film that I did.
That's
first
right.
First encounter with someone having to kiss someone there.
She's an actress, and so...
Yeah. But no, the spin the bottle was a blast because it was with a cute boy that I liked named John. But I don't know why I always remember my stupid outfit I had on and why anyone would want to kiss me in one of those turtlenecks. Okay, it was...
Ribbed. Like a ribbed turtleneck?
No, but the best part was it was like a bodysuit turtleneck.
Oh,
so I was very...
Oh, I had a ton of those.
There was, but did you wear it under overalls?
Yeah.
Yes. Spin the bottle. Because I'm like, wow,
you did,
I was not set
TLC
up for success.
TLC wore overalls.
Yes, they did.
They did. They really did.
And so did you have to kiss a lot of boys that night or...
No, I was very, very nervous to play the game, like sitting there sweating, playing it. But yes, I'm glad it pointed to the boy that I liked. And it was good. It was quick and painless, though.
But did you have to like lean across the circle and kiss in front of everybody?
It was very Wonder Years-ish. I felt like it was one of those moments where everything kind of slowed down and then your heart's going so fast. But I'm like, they can't see my heart going so fast through my overalls. So we're going to be okay.
French kiss leaned over.
It was
like
just
in the middle of the
painless
circle.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
That's awesome. So I didn't play spin the bottle. Well, we did it like 7 minutes of heaven, where you spin the bottle and whoever it lands on, you go in the bathroom with them and make out for 7 minutes.
That is the whole thing. Yes.
But it was so funny because like one of my best friends was in the circle because I had so many guy friends and we went in the bathroom. I'm like, I'm not kissing you. He's like, I'm not kissing you either. I'm like, okay, we'll just hang out in here for a few minutes and then pretend like we did. But my first kiss was, it still, even though my mom foiled the first one, was at the Granite City Ice Rink. And so I was in seventh grade, and then this older hockey boy, Matt Wilson, liked me. He certainly had experienced kissing other girls, and I did not. And I remember it was like a planned thing, like Matt's going to kiss you tonight. And so we went and like sat on the bleachers, and he was wearing his dad's fireman jacket. And it was like a red, like silky, like puffy jacket from, you know, the 80s or whatever. And I remember just like he had his arm around me and I was tracing his dad's name like over and over again on his little like the part of his jacket, because I knew the minute I even sort of looked up at him, he was going to like lay one on me.
Oh yeah. I can feel those nerves.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. And so of course it was terrible, probably more on my part than his, because I had no idea what I was doing. But I just remember like going in the bathroom and like, like splashing water on my face. And like, I'm like, and then I remember going home feeling like everybody knew, like my mom and my dad and my brother. I'm like, oh my God, like did that really just happen? Right. Everybody knows. And so,
I'm different now.
I am so different now.
Can they tell?
Yeah. He ended up being my first real boyfriend for a long time, and we kissed a couple more times. I don't think I ever got any better. When does kissing go from disgusting to, okay, this is kind of good?
When there's alcohol involved. Just going to put that out there.
I don't know. I mean, because I can remember stuff in high school that was good, but I don't remember like that exact transition of like, this is disgusting to, hey, this isn't so bad out there. Maybe somebody just you really, really like. Yeah, what's it so. Like, Angela, to kiss complete strangers on set?
I'm glad you said on set.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'd sound like a floozy. Can be nerve-wracking because yeah. literally sometimes the very first time you meet them, it's your scene. And I was doing a film a couple years ago called 7 Minutes in Heaven.
Yes.
And we...
Is this online somewhere?
It was called 7 Minutes.
Is it on YouTube?
I don't know. It's probably somewhere.
Everybody Google 7 Minutes in Heaven.
No, it's okay.
Angela LaRocca. And thanks, so, Kelly. So was that your big makeup scene?
That was, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of people around. Granted, the scene was literally he and I sitting in a closet, but there was a lot of have to do it over and over, and the camera's got to be over here now. And the movie ends with somebody opening the door and everyone kind of catching us, but it's kind of nerve-wracking. But you just have to kind of say, you know what, I'm just showing up, I'm doing my job, and this happens to be part of it. Sometimes they'll want to rehearse, and you're like, for other films I've had to do that, they're like, yeah, we should run through this. I'm like, really? Because we're not on a date.
Now, when you're in a movie like the ones you do, can you just do an open mouth, like active kiss, or do you have to do tongue?
No, you don't have to do tongue.
That's not so bad.
It's called acting. Yeah.
That's not so bad.
You can
bad.
Make it look, and they can fudge it, and the camera can do whatever, but...
Yeah, so that's
it's
not...
It's kind of nerve-wracking, because it's... I mean, if you're both... If you're dating other people, or one of you is married, it's just kind of like, okay, and we're working, and this is a job. A little bit awkward. And again, if I had to do one in a film where we were shooting in the middle of a restaurant, and we had a ton of extras around there... So there's always that.
No pressure.
It's like PDA 2.0.
Like Kirk Cameron says that he'll never kiss anybody but his wife on set.
So right.
He that made I that believe. Like a thing.
And he also doesn't really work. So
there's that.
You know,
I mean,
you know, you can't really put that kind of limitations on an actor. And I don't know how I feel about that. If Jimmy was like a big movie star and had to make out with other girls.
Well, yeah. You go back to Jennifer Aniston, and it's kind of like, well, that's where Mr. and Mrs. Smith broke up.
Ooh.
Good callback.
That's why we will always love her, because, like, hell hath no fury than a woman who's got another scorned woman's back. And so, I just think most of America is not ever going to forgive Angelina Jolie. I don't care how many babies she adopts from the jungle. Right. Like there's just some shit you don't do. And, and when you reach that point, it's just, nope, not happening. So I'm going to share a couple of them from the Facebook group. We had Michelle Ross said that her first French kiss up felt like a mouthful of worms. Jamie Rochelle said that she was in fifth or sixth grade. He literally stuck his tongue straight in my mouth and back out. Katie Henson was 14 years old and she was about to move away and her neighbor kissed her and she said she literally blacked out. I'm not surprised. Christy Gilmore said in sixth grade in front of Frohart School, I remember his slimy bubble gum. Tasha says she was 15. It was on her front porch and he slobbered all over her face. My Aunt Jackie was 12 on the church steps, living in sin, so nervous that she almost threw up. Like, I don't know anybody that has a good, like, is there anybody out there who's like, oh, my first kiss was wonderful?
Dreamy. No.
Except for the damn Duggars. Like, you know.
It's not real.
If I have to talk to the young boys of America, a.k.a. Rocky, who might be listening to this one day, if I were to give a preteen boy advice on kissing a girl, I would say, like, get used to, like, touching her first, like holding her hand and giving her a hug. And
agreed.
Right.
Work towards it.
Right.
Not just kablooey.
Because it's really awkward if you go to, like, dinner and a movie and, like, you don't touch. And then all of a sudden it's like your tongue is in her throat. So, boys of the teenage world, work on holding hands first. Work on putting your arm around her at the movie. Not sticking your tongue down her throat like poor Donna and the cobra tongue. You know? And then also, make sure it's a girl you really like. Don't do what we did and be like, hey, I'm going to kiss Sally Smith at 8 o'clock tonight. And not good.
It sounds like an appointment, kind of.
I wonder if kids still do that.
I think they do. I think there's, I mean, if they text each other to do it, but yeah, they're doing it.
They can plan it way more efficiently than we could.
Right.
All right, we'll be right back. We are going to be talking about 10 embarrassing things women do but will not admit it. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Kelly Mano Show. Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy. Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
I know that Donna is so excited about this next ad I'm doing because it's for Rachel Witt at RE/MAX because it means that I'm moving closer to Donna.
I am so excited about this.
I know. Like, we're 30 minutes apart now and it, like, kills me. And so you're just going to have a key and just come and go when you want. And it's going to be so much fun.
I know. Less than 10 minutes. Yep. I've got it clocked already.
So most people know that the Manos have been on the hunt for a new house. We found one. We are so excited. We are in the final process, the stages of selling ours. And then moving into our new home, we are so excited and we could not do it with anybody else but Rachel Witt. If Rachel Witt can handle the Manos and the questions that come out of my mouth, she can handle you and your family. She has been doing this for 13 years. You see her beautiful billboards everywhere. She is, I mean, when you want to go with the best, you go with Rachel Witt. You cannot go wrong with her. Even if you're upside down in your home or if you're not planning on buying for like a year, like now is the time. Like, moving is not something that you do in 2 or 3 months. It's a very, very long process. So if you're thinking about it, Rachel Witt is the absolute best. It's who the Manos know. Call her today. Let her know that we sent you. You can call her at 636-720-3836. You can also go to her website at homesalesinstcharles.com. Donna, can you give them that number one more time?
Sure. 636-720-3836. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. It's the girls edition. I've got my friends Donna Harris and Angela LaRocca here with me. And we are about to shatter everything that men thought about women because we are going to talk about 10 disgusting things or more embarrassing things that women do but don't admit to. And I can't think of two better women to join me on this because, I mean, you guys don't have any shame, right?
None whatsoever.
Not at all.
I mean,
none.
Do you think guys know most of this stuff?
Not until they marry a woman.
That is the truth. Oh, once, and especially if you have a baby with a woman. And the stuff that goes on in the days after you have that baby. And
the layers just keep peeling away after that.
I'm taking mental notes here, ladies. Taking mental notes.
That, when you can finally breathe.
Yes. So 10 things that women do but will never admit. Some of these are kind of gross things and some of these are kind of crazy things. But, you know, we are women. We are beautiful, crazy women. And that's how God made us. And don't judge. Don't judge. You boys are gross too. All right, number 10. We can give private eyes a run for their money when it comes in the stalking department. If we are into you and you ask us out on a date, chances are we know everything about you and every ex-girlfriend you've had before our first date. True.
Why does everybody look at me?
Well, you know, I said that this is a show where Donna and I are going to have to take off our married hats for a minute and not talk about anything that we wouldn't talk about, but try to put ourselves in other shoes, and you're going to have to do the same thing. So that's why we all stared at you, because Donna and I haven't been on a date in 13 years, 15 years.
I completely do background research on guys before I go out with them.
Yeah.
Right?
I do too.
I mean, I don't know. My mom's funny. She's always like, well, have you looked on CaseNet? I'm like, Mom, I don't think I'm dating that much of a crazy person, but I might peruse the Facebook or look on what, or just Google them. But I'm very careful with LinkedIn because then they can know that you were looking at them.
Oh, they can? Really? I don't use that.
See, that's great to know.
Checked out your profile. Yeah, I don't need people knowing that I'm doing my Nancy Drew research. So
my stalking started the moment I got a car. Because, I mean, we would stalk our boyfriends, our ex-boyfriends, whoever, like drive by their house, whose car is there, what bedroom light is on. I can remember running up and looking in a boy's bedroom window to see if he was in his room or not. I mean, but it was with my friends. It wasn't like I was doing it by myself. Like,
is it with Meredith? And
Yeah. It was with a lot of people. And so it was like one of us would hide in the back seat. And then there was always those horror times where you pull in the driveway and they're in their front yard, or like they live on a dead end, and you drive a very like well-known like white Tracker with hot pink and hot blue writing on the back.
Of course.
So you can't exactly act like it wasn't your car. And I even got caught a couple of times. I can remember one time, like, there was a party going on, and I wanted to drive by and see if my boyfriend was there. And the girl that was the girl that was throwing the party, there was a bunch of people out in the front yard. And they're like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm dropping off my friend Melissa. I'm like, this is her aunt's house down here. And it was not her aunt's house. And I drove down and made her get out of the car. And I'm like, just go stand on that front porch and then run through the backyard and I'll pick you up on the other side of the street.
This looks very natural. Very natural.
Donna, were you a stalker?
You know, I don't remember like to the lengths that you've done it. But yeah, definitely driving by the house, seeing if their car was there.
Right.
I just think life is so much easier now that you can do that online. I mean, you can go layers deep into somebody's Facebook page.
Girls have no idea what we had to go through. You had to hope that somebody had doubles of those pictures at Walgreens if you were going to like find old girlfriend pictures and things like that. Number nine, this is so totally, completely true. And I don't know if guys know this about girls. We want to look good when we're emotional. We will always check and see how we look after a crying session because we want to see if we are pretty criers. And normally we are not ever.
No.
So I have looked in the mirror when I've cried before just to see what it looked like and to see if I look like in the movies when like Julia Roberts has one tear rolling down her cheek. And I'm like, nope. Puffy, chubby, fat, red. Are you like not good mascara? Do you guys look in the mirror when you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've known to always carry now clear eyes with me. Because you just never know, especially if you cry in the middle of someplace you shouldn't be crying, if you're at work or it's somewhere and you're like, oh, geez, now I have to look like I didn't just have a breakdown, put it back together and just go with it.
And you can just act like your eyes are watering because of the clear eyes.
And then you have those out. You're like, I was just putting drops in my eyes. I'm fine.
My allergies.
I think my biggest distraction is my mascara. So, yeah. You know, I'm just constantly right up in there
trying to pick at it. Do you ever try to catch your tears? Like I learned how to do that from somebody on TV once, that if they start coming, you look up at the sky and then you take a Kleenex, and as they're coming, you stop them before they can get out of your eyes. And it actually really works. Unless you're doing the ugly seal cry. If it's just like you're shedding a few tears, it works wonders. And you know, your mom can always tell when you've been crying. It makes me crazy because, you know, a lot of times it'll be for something stupid that I don't even want to talk about. And I could have cried 4 hours ago and I show up. My mom's like, what happened? Why are you crying? I'm like, how do you know this?
I know. It's those moments when you think you just recovered and you're like, I am back to good. I got it all together. Makeup's right. And mom's like, what's wrong? Did you just have a mental breakdown? Sure
yes,
did.
Yes.
Sure did.
My mom has radar for that. Number eight, we fart. Ta-da!
Da-da-da!
So women fart. We fart out loud. We think it's funny. Sometimes, though, if we can't fart out loud, we will go into a strategic position. So we can either hold it or let it out really slowly. We are talented farters.
And we have the beauty of having a shoe to make it actually sound like, oh, that was my shoe.
It
like,
was the chair.
The chair.
Exactly. I was watching the Blues game last week with a bunch of our friends, and I'm like, man, I got to fart. But I'm like, if I fart right in the seam of these two cushions, then the fart will just go down into the cushion, and nobody will ever know. So, I mean, because you can't hold it in. That hurts.
That's not right.
I don't think I've ever held it in my life, because it's not good for you. Donna?
What?
Okay, I got it. Donna does fart, but
no, I fart. It's fine. Yeah. There's revenge farts. There's all kinds of farting going
on. You have three
house.
Boys.
Yeah, they so, don't. I mean, none of it phases anybody.
And are they still at the age where you make them say like, "Excuse me" when they fart?
I don't think I've ever made them say,
oh, you haven't?
Me,
no. Like we try to like have it together when they're kids, and then by the time they're like 14, they're just farting in each other's faces.
When we were little, my mom used to make us say that we stepped on a frog. That was the sound of it.
My dad used to make us yell biff whiff, and then we would run, and whoever touched the doorknob first didn't eat the fart. So when we would fart in our house, it was like a WWE wrestling match to get to a doorknob. Number seven, we don't shower every day and our hygiene is very questionable at times. We can go 4 days without washing our hair. We can reapply old makeup over new makeup. I think guys have this persona that we're always just so clean, and we are pretty gross.
I'm proud of that.
Donna can hold like the world record for how long she can go and not wash her hair and it still look good.
It's like 13, 14 days, maybe even longer.
And this was when she had long hair too. Mm-hmm. I know.
Holy cow.
And I'm proud of it. You're amazing. It's not a secret.
Well, first of all, flat irons and dry shampoo are the best thing that ever came along.
I was just going to say.
Did you guys see last week I posted on Instagram that I had sprayed deodorant in my hair for a week?
No.
I was at Target, and I'll show it to you in my bathroom, and there was an end cap, and it said Dove dry spray. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I am out of dry shampoo. So I grabbed it and tossed it in my bag. I sprayed that in my hair for a week straight. And at one point, Jimmy came, and I'm like, what is this? It makes my hair feel like straw. It's disgusting. Jimmy came home, and I had a towel on over my dry hair. And he goes, check a shower. I'm like, no, but my dry shampoo smells like baby powder so bad that I can't breathe. And so I was going on Facebook to complain about it, and I flipped it over, and it's got a lady spraying her armpit.
Whoops.
Yeah. And at the bottom, very, very little, it says antiperspirant. But the big thing is dry spray. Yeah. Bad move. Number six, we have to deal with that time of the month very creatively. Sometimes Aunt Flo can visit anytime, anywhere. If we don't have tampons or pads, we get all DIY in the bathroom. Yeah?
Guilty.
You have to. What else are you going to do?
You have to be a girly MacGyver sometimes and make it work.
Yeah. I've thrown my underwear away in a bathroom before because what else you can do with them? I'm not going to say where. Because I'm pretty sure you all have been there. Number four. Okay, this is a great topic. We are very particular about pooping in public. What I didn't know was that in a guy's bathroom, like, they don't care if they hear each other poop. Now, girls, if we have to poop out in public, we pretend like we're not pooping in the stall. You have to be silent, and you won't poop until everybody's out of the bathroom. If somebody comes in while you're pooping and they have to poop, it turns into a poop stalemate.
That's hilarious.
And like, you want, because like the girl code is like, you don't make pooping noises when a girl's in the stall next to you, right?
That is correct.
You wait for a flush, or you wait for like a hand dryer or something. But you keep it to yourself in your stall. I mean, you girls freeze when other girls come in the bathroom.
I have strategic pooping. You know, I got a whole strategy.
You've got like an A, B, and C backup plan. Yeah,
like how you do it. You wait until you absolutely positively have to go.
Right, because then it'll be quicker.
And then it's fast.
Yes.
Then you do covert ops in the bathroom, making sure nobody's there.
Right.
And then you get yourself into that bathroom. You flush at the same time that you're pooping.
Because then the smell goes away.
And then the smell is gone.
Yes.
Exactly. Even if you have to wait. Flush before.
Right. Even if you have to wait one more time so that you can flush again.
Yep.
You do that poop flush.
I would rather the girl next to me hear me flush the toilet three times than to hear me poop.
Exactly. But you start when people are there and then you wait till they all leave. And I'm like, oh, wow, 20 minutes sure goes so fast. And then you get it together. But usually if you're in like a workplace, don't you kind of find maybe another floor
that
has some backup bathrooms?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that in a lot of corporate offices, there's the pooping bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we, you know, but guys don't do that. Like they just let it rip with a guy in the stall next to them. I don't understand that. I guess it's just a girl and boy thing.
I don't know. There's something about the stigma of like, could women you imagine just like the ones? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think that I could just completely, you know, let it go with a girl next to me. Let's see. Number three. You know, this one doesn't apply to me that much. We hate shaving. It doesn't matter where or even how nice the razor is. We still don't like doing it, whether it's our pits, legs, or crotch. Shaving is a pain. It takes up way too long in the shower. Women will wear pants before they will go shaving. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm a very non-hairy person. That's something my mom passed on to me. So I can not shave my legs for weeks and nothing grows there. I do still shave my armpits regularly, but other than that, yeah. Angela?
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't bother me as much because I am such a bath girl. We're talking like one long bath a day, maybe two.
Yeah.
To where there's a ritual. I got business to do. I usually have music on. There's a snack involved. So it's like maybe just another thing that another I'm handling while I'm here.
Well, but Kelly, if you were hairy,
how
would you feel? Because it's just you're like non-applicable at this point because you don't have the hair.
Yeah. No, I think I would hate it. But I'm so excited because in my new house, I have a bathtub that my boobs and knees can fit under at the same time.
Whoa, happy day.
So I think that I will start shaving just to take a bath because I don't get to very often. Let's see. Number two is that we pick our noses. Is that really a shock to anybody?
I don't think. How can that be a shock to anybody?
No.
We just don't do it like in our cars. Like, I look over and so many men are just digging. And I'm like, do you think because you're in your car that people can't see?
Right.
Right.
And I think women, like, if we pick our nose, we actually get up and put it in a tissue, whereas guys will create booger farms. I don't know if you know this or not, but all of our husbands have them.
Yes.
Boys have them. It's either like under the seat in the car, or like a certain wall by their bed, or they do. They give zero shits. They have booger farms. I don't have booger farms. Boys are disgusting. Mm. Number one, we rarely wash our bras.
They don't get that dirty, let's be honest.
They really don't. I mean, I buy myself two new bras every year on my birthday from Vicky's, and I wear those all year long. And then I have my one old tanning bra because I get spray tan.
Yes, me too.
And that thing is the most corroded. First of all, it's already a nude color bra. Don't ever get a nude color bra. Because it looks like barf in like 6 weeks. And so my nude color bra is my tanning bra. And if anybody ever comes over and finds that laying out, I would be horrified because they would think that I would wear that on a regular basis. But I probably wash my bras like once a month, maybe.
Yeah, that's about right.
I'm about with you.
All right. Hopefully we did not scare all of the boys away from the show with all of our girly dirty habits. But coming up next, something for the guys. Questions you have always wanted to ask girls, but you are too embarrassed to ask. It's coming up next on The Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show. Princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. If you are in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, JM Motors is where you need to go. That's where I'm going to be going soon. The swagger wagon is starting to weigh heavy on me. I'm feeling like I'm growing out of my swagger wagon days. And when I do, JM Motors is where I'm going to go. They have been in business for over 45 years. If you have good credit, they'll work with you. They have several credit unions that will get you financed. If you've fallen on hard times, and you've had a rough couple of years, they will finance you on the spot. If you mention the Kelly Mano Show, when you buy your car at JM Motors, you will get a $50 gas card. They are located at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois, just 10 minutes from the Arch. Make sure you follow them on Facebook because they are always featuring their new inventory on their Facebook page. And again, 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois, just 10 minutes from the Arch. If you want to find their website, it is jmmotorsauto.com. Donna, what's that again?
It's jmmotorsauto.com.
We're listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. It is the girls edition. I'm here with Donna and Angela. And as we round out the show, we are going to be talking about questions guys have always wanted to know about girls but are too afraid to ask, or either just didn't get the straight out the right answer, you know?
Yeah, guys are always guessing.
And they're always guessing very poorly.
We're going to clear the air then real quick.
Yeah, guessing very poorly, like planning kisses at 8:45 at ice rinks. And yeah. You know, so we're going to try to give you guys a little bit of a hint here of things you might have wanted to know, or what things that you've wanted to ask ladies and you've never gotten a good answer. And we're going to start with the first question here. Pretty direct one here. Manscaping. Do women care if we trim down there? Ladies, let's answer on three. One, two, three. Yes. Oh, so important. And, you know, I'm not going to get into details. We're not real picky about it. Just
Picky enough.
Put some effort in.
Put a little effort into it. Clean it up a little bit. You mow your yard. You know what? You should really kind of keep it on the same rotation. Every time you mow your yard, you go in the bathroom and mow your yard.
There you go.
If you just keep them both on the same schedule, then it'd be pretty easy. Number two, what part of a guy's body do women like most? Well, this is hard because I think everybody is a little bit different. But it does tie into another question of, do you find yourselves checking out guys, like, crotches and butts the way that we check out girls' butts and boobs? The answer is no.
Yeah.
I don't know many girls who like look at a guy's like butt or crotch.
No, it's not like the first thing. Usually, no. It's like we want to look in their eyes and look at their teeth and make sure all is intact. You know?
Yeah,
like, that's kind of like later, right? Like,
yeah, teeth are always a good thing for girls. I think everybody's different. Like, I'm a broad shoulder girl. Like, I like that's the first thing I notice about a guy is if they have broad shoulders or not. Donna?
Yeah, I like a guy with a strong jawline.
Yeah, Christopher has that.
Yep. Yes, he does.
All right. Because it's like the Superman action hero.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Angela, you're single girl.
I'm a teeth girl.
You're a teeth
Holy
girl?
Holy moly. That's so dreamy to me. It's good. They don't have to be like...
Teeth are like a necessity, but they're not like sexy. So
that
what
gets me? I don't know. There's something about it. That and glasses.
Well, she's got great teeth, so she's probably looking for somebody to match with
Thank
her
you.
Teeth. Seriously.
Wait a minute.
Well, there was a lot of headgear worn over
teeth
many years.
Teeth and glasses.
Teeth and glasses.
Your standards are way too low. Okay? Let me just tell you right
All
now.
All teeth and can you see okay?
Yeah. Anything else you want him to have, like proper ear placement?
At this point,
or,
nope. Just have both and you're good.
Nothing else. What is the first thing, like, if you're checking out a guy that you think is single, what are you looking at?
I'm a woman, a real woman.
Sorry, when I hear Something TLC, I just have to sing.
His smile and his eye, I gravitate towards the face. I'm like, if he's got eyes that just make you want to, like, stare into them, which sounds super cheesy.
I get the eyes
but
thing.
But the teeth, I don't know, I'm such a nerd like that. I'm like...
Do you like the dad bod, or do you want, like, a six-pack of abs?
Don't need the six pack. That's
I don't
not necessary.
Either. That's never bothered me. I kind of like a little bit of a belly on a guy.
Oh, I definitely agree. I just feel like you got to look like a regular person.
Yeah, right. No one is like real man like Captain America just walking around.
Like we want you to look like you hit the gym a few times a week, but then have a beer and pizza on the weekends.
Exactly.
You know, something in the middle.
The balance.
Let's see. What is the best way to approach a beautiful woman? God, that's so simple. Why do you guys make things so hard? Just go up and talk to her.
Yeah.
I mean, Angela, if somebody comes up to talk to you and they're interested in you and they're just being polite and asking you questions about yourself, even if they're ugly and you don't like them, you're still going to talk to them, right?
Oh, absolutely. So that's what
part of
I
the sneeze fart.
Because sometimes I hear later it's like, oh, so-and-so was at the same event and they wanted to come say hi to you, but they didn't. And I'm like, why? It's kind of like a confidence thing, too. It's like you have to be confident enough to just walk up and just have an innocent conversation. You
right.
Know?
They have to. Like, I have, like, a Rolodex in your head of, like, a couple things to bring up. Like, hey, I can talk about the Cardinals because they're on the TV above the bar. Or I can, you know.
Exactly. Have a couple things. You don't have to have a full-on monologue. Right?
No.
But just be able to take the initiative and walk up and say hi.
And I think, like, a good compliment is okay. Not, like, nice ass lady, but, you know.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
You'll take a nice ass lady in a
Pretty
spank.
Much.
If he's got
glasses
teeth
on.
Glasses in his mouth.
I'm
teeth.
Like, hey.
Tells you have a nice ass. How long do we wait before we call a woman and ask her after we've given her number? I'm going to pass this one on to Angela again because nobody's asked me for my number in 13 years.
How long do they wait?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Does it matter? I would think it would matter how much you like the guy.
It just depends. I mean, some are very bold and they're like, right away, can I get your number? And sometimes it's a little too aggressive. I think it's kind of a case by case thing.
But how long until they call you or text you?
Oh, if they have my number, I expect something within a day.
That's what I would think. No, because it used to be like a 2 or 3 day rule. And I think that's long gone.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, I feel like if they're taking the initiative to get your number, do something with it.
No crap.
A text, totally fine. A phone call is kind of fun / retro at the same time.
Is that what people do now?
What is this? Once in a while. Or they may text, hey, is it okay if I call you? I'm like, oh, he's a real gentleman.
So,
so silly.
Do people who date not do like the late night phone calls for like 3 hours, like where their parents can't hear? Do you guys do like late night texting instead?
Sometimes, but not too late because we're not getting into that territory yet.
Well, that was always when you really knew if you were going forward with a guy was the late night phone call.
The overnight, like the sleepover phone call, basically.
That would go to like 3 a.m. And there was like even like a lot of silence, but it wasn't even uncomfortable. You know, it was just like if you'd gone on a couple dates and you have that phone call where you've got the pillow over your head and you don't want your mom and dad to hear and you're just asking questions about each other.
But I feel like now people rarely call each other. Like I said, it feels like this whole throwback vintage thing. It's like, what happened to that? But it doesn't happen very often, at least not for me. I don't have these hours upon hours long conversations.
Ugh, that makes me sad. Not that you don't have hour-long conversations, because I know you're a beautiful girl. You have plenty of guys out there that would love to date you, but it makes me sad that people don't have those long conversations about nothing anymore, because that's what it was.
Exactly. And you like, then that's when things sort of shifted.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. That's when you knew, like, you if you could talk to each other on the phone for 3 hours about nothing, that meant like, hey, we really, really like each other.
So this guy that I dated in high school, he lived in Granite City.
Yeah.
And you remember calling over to St. Louis? That was a chunk of change.
Oh, yeah.
So we would do those late night phone calls, and his mom was my English teacher.
Oh, my God.
She gave me so much trouble because we would do those phone calls where at some point somebody fell asleep.
Right.
And it would just be 3 or 4 more hours on top of the already 3 or 4 hours that we were on there together.
Right. And so we, growing up, we only had one phone in the house, and it, like, our parents, if that phone rang late at night, your ass was grass. And so what we would do is, if my boyfriend was going to call me, I would call time and temperature and just stay on the phone with them, and let it beep in.
Genius.
Isn't that genius?
Yeah, time and temperature.
God, these kids have no idea, like, no. The tricks that we had to pull to do stuff like that. Is there a surefire way to tell if she is into you or just being nice?
Sometimes being nice is such a wrong indicator, because it's like, I will be nice to most people.
Right.
Because I'm a nice girl. Doesn't mean I want to go on a date with you. And that can get taken very wrong.
I think that, I know, like, for me and just the observations of my friends, like, growing up, number one, if she's really asking questions about you and not just making small talk, she likes you. You know, if it's not just like, oh, where do you work? Or like, but if it's like, what do you do for a living? Well, how long have you been there? Tell me about your family and where you grew up. That's a big sign. And if she touches you a lot.
Yes.
Like, just like on the arm, like telling a story, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that I've noticed with girls. If they like a boy, they'll touch him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I did that growing up, too. Or I'd find like an accidental reason to call them. I would just make shit up. I'd be like, ring, ring. And then the boy would be like, hello. I'm like, hey, so last weekend at that party, I ended up with this like blue Georgetown sweatshirt at my house. Is that yours? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. Somebody told me it was yours. So while I got you here. Like,
good hook.
Smooth, right?
I wonder if I should try that.
No. Don't try it, because I did not have a lot of boyfriends. Shoot. So it obviously didn't work very much. Any other ways, Donna, that you can think of to tell if a girl likes you or if she's just being nice?
I just think the guy needs to not become overzealous for any sort of attention. That's,
yes.
That's the problem.
And I was going to bring this all up, because there was a question about, like, why is it that once we let you know that how much we like you, you're uninterested anymore? And I would say that only happens when you're not the one. You know, because that does happen. Like, we've all been in that situation where all of a sudden, like, you can just tell how much the guy likes you. And you're like, oh, my God, this is annoying.
But yeah, you always feel like, okay, somebody here likes somebody more than the other person.
Right.
Does, and it's so uncomfortable.
But when you get to that point where you're like, oh, my gosh, this boy likes me so much, and you're excited, well, that's probably the one you're going to marry.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Angela's smiling big.
I know.
Who are you thinking about over there? Is it okay to wake you up in the middle of the night for sex? Not if you have 3 kids and run 2 businesses. I mean, back in the day, like, you know, sure, girls.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got other priority.
My answer is hell to the no.
Like, yeah.
Seriously, like, those 8 hours are like the only 8 hours that I have to myself. So middle of the night, not going to happen. I mean, unless we're like on vacation or something, that's different. Or, you know, back in college when you didn't have anything to wake up for the next morning.
But that's fine.
Do you like?
I agree that it's going to shift when there are priorities. And yes. I don't know what it's like to have kids in the next room and having to, just sort of be in charge of other people's lives.
And I think
it
takes girls longer to get in the mood than guys. So it's like 5 seconds after waking up, I still don't know where I am.
Like, hold on. I got to make sure I look right. I got to make sure.
Let me get a wisp and like brush my teeth or something. Is there a female equivalent of smelling your hands after you scratch your balls? Apparently, I mean, girls do like really gross things. We kind of talked about that last. It's not balls, but we all smell our earrings when we take them out, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Have you ever smelled a watch you take off too?
No, I don't wear watches.
I remember doing that.
Yeah. You take off your watch and then smell it, take out your earrings and then smell it. Angela.
Why the watch, though? I don't wear a watch, though.
Because it's sweaty and it smells bad. So it just, yeah. Well, it was because back in the day we had the leather watches.
Right.
Now everything is like metal or gold or sterling, whatever.
Hyperallergenic, yeah.
But our old fossil watches with like, or the Swatch watches with like the plastic or the leather bands. Yeah. Those were always, all right. I don't know. Did you girls watch or read 50 Shades of Grey?
I saw the movie. Yes.
You saw the movie.
I did.
The worst movie ever.
It was insane.
Like halfway in, I'm like, is this supposed to be a comedy? Because it really is.
My gosh, the theater was packed.
Yeah. It just says, what the hell is the obsession over 50 Shades of Grey about? You don't actually want a red room of pain, do you? So people who don't know, girls became obsessed with 50 Shades of Grey, where this girl dates this guy who's like kind of like a dominatrix, very spanky, weird stuff, and women became like obsessed with it. And then it made guys start thinking, well, is that what we're supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
No. We just liked the books. That's all. Actually, I didn't like all of them. I got through like one and a half and...
Well, I heard he's not coming back for the rest of the movies. Is that
right?
Oh,
he's not?
That's the word on the street. And
he's a pretty important character.
Super dreamy. Yeah.
He's pretty important there.
It is weird, though, how just Hollywood perpetuates an idea that you think you're supposed to be. I mean, obviously, we talk about this with women all the time, thinking they're supposed to look a certain way or be a certain way. But I think the same thing with the men when they think, oh, do you want a super hot body? We don't care about that, but they think they see it out there. And that's,
and they think,
you know, we're all looking at Tatum Channing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Channing Tatum.
I heard somebody, it wasn't me, analyze the 50 Shades of Grey thing before, and it made complete sense as to why women gravitated to it. It wasn't the whole like the actual stuff going on, like the bondage and the ropes and the stuff. It was the whole like, we make decisions all day long, like that's all we do as women, is make decisions for other people, our kids, or, you know. But for that book, like in the bedroom, he made all the decisions, like the girls had nothing to think about.
Right.
And I think that's what gravitated it to women. Same thing as like, why don't you ever know where you want to eat? When the guy's like, where do you want to eat? I don't know, because I make decisions all damn day.
So,
you know,
being in control, taking charge,
yes,
that sort of thing.
Something that we don't have to do. Ooh, and then here comes another one. If your significant other is unable to perform in the bedroom. Now, this sounds like a naughty question, but I think that this is a really legitimate question. If your significant other is unable to perform in the bedroom or has a malfunction per se, how long do women dwell on it? And does it affect whether or not you will stay with that person?
Not at all. 2 minutes. 2 minutes dwelling on it.
2 minutes? Angela?
I like your style. I'm going to go with you on that one. Yeah, I don't dwell on anything. That shouldn't be
so if
a
they,
reason.
And I'm the same way, especially if it's like a once in a while thing. If it's like a once in a while thing, it's not a big deal at all.
If it's regular?
Because
that's not right.
If it's all the time, you should see a doctor. Because us women have malfunctions all the time. You guys just know it, don't know it, because we're good actresses. So
we distract you with all the other things.
Yeah, we distract you with everything else. And so, yeah, no, gentlemen, if you have a rough night in the bedroom, not a big deal.
It's all right.
We're forgiving people.
Yeah. Anything you ladies want to plug before we go? I know Angela's been working hard on her new movie that's going to start filming soon.
Yes. We're thinking fall, possibly early winter. But Kelly, I told you your children are in it, as are you.
Oh,
so
thank
ready.
You. I'm yes, so excited. You have to tell me what my role is so I can like get in character before we, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't have to make out with anybody, right? Because I don't know if my husband will deal that well.
Well, what if it's Jimmy?
Okay.
I'll make this work. But no, the films must fool everyone. Find it on Facebook. That's where everything from casting to other announcements will be posted. And all sorts of behind-the-scenes stuff is on there, too. So,
all right. Donna, anything from you before we go?
You can always find me on my blog at DonnaHarrisBlog.com.
Yep. And what are you talking about on the blog these days?
You know, I've got a couple things coming up in the works that I've been working on.
Yay! Yeah. I love that blogs are still thriving out there.
Yeah.
So, gives me something to read during the day. All right, well, ladies, thank you for coming to the All Ladies Show. Hopefully, we helped the guys with a few answers. Maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe we scared them.
Have to have an all-boys show next time.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Just to counter this.
Plus, it means I get to take the day off.
And there you go.
You know?
We'll all go shopping.
I'll just write a bunch of questions and be like, here you go. See ya. See you next week. All right, so speaking of next week, we will have another show coming up next week, episode 46. As always, if you like the show, share the show. We love you so much for listening. Until next week, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. We will see you next week.
See ya! Come on, fellas, place your bets, catch she wins nothing yet. She's the top of the town. She's the best.
Yes.
Scary, baby, ginger, posh, sporting. Yes, now that's all right. Where the Spice Girls ready to go. Ladies and gents, can you please take your seats? And we hope that you enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.